We actually will be going to the issue of housing right now because we were talking yesterday with Fiona Ahern in relation to her particular situation with her son Richard and the need to either, number one, get a vacant property renovated by the local authority which suits her son's needs, or to retrofit and adapt the house that she is currently in. She's been met with 12 years of no's, no budget, no money, not available to do it, not able to do it from that point of view. We're still waiting a response from Kerry County Council to her particular case in relation to what situation she's in. But a number of different councillors have contacted us, and the issues have been raised at different council meetings over the last week as to two particular aspects of how money gets spent or given to local authorities to, number one, retrofit or adapt housing for older or disabled people, and secondly, bring voids or vacant council properties back into being. In a moment, we're going to hear from independent councillor Jackie Healy-Ray about an issue he raised yesterday at the municipal district meeting for Castle Island Corcaguina. But before coming here this morning, I spoke to Sinn Féin councillor Tom Barry, who raised the issue at this week's meeting of Kerry County Council about adaptation grants and how the money given is no longer at the right amount or fit for purpose. I first of all asked him about the issue that he raised in terms of the grants now being too low to reflect modern building costs.
I have, Gerry. It came up at the council meeting last Monday. Kerry County Council allocated over $3 million. Towards the adaptation grants for all the people and people with a disability. And I just highlighted the fact, even though it was a slight increase, and of course we welcome it, I just highlighted the fact that particularly over the last 18 months, I've been finding if people are having a lot of difficulty making up the shortfall between the actual cost of the works from the cost of the works and from the actual grant that has been allocated, the shortfall between both. And people are struggling to make that up. And I've actually found myself on more than one occasion, having to go to community welfare officers and in some cases St. Vincent de Paul and trying to help people to make up the shortfall. So I just felt and I just called for an increase, to the caps on these grants, because in line with the increase in inflation and, of course, with the increase in the cost of building materials as well.
And this is arising out of, I suppose, the recent allocation of $3 million to Kerry County Council for housing adaptation grants for older people and people with disability for 2023.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's a vital grant, Gerry. It's hugely important to people and hugely beneficial to people. Because, look, in particular, what it gives... It gives people an opportunity, to remain living in their own houses, and like we're all taught that, look, from a health perspective, particularly for our elderly and people with disabilities, it's hugely important that they are able to continue to live within their own homes and within their own environments that they're familiar with, and where they can probably get the support of a family member calling to them or from a neighbour within the community. So these grants are vital, because the alternative for people is if you're living in a home and you're elderly and the home has fallen into disrepair, you cannot afford to make up the shortfall between the grants, as I've said. What's the alternative? You're going to end up going into a nursing home or maybe to some other state-supported care centre. And I think it's hugely important that we can continue on with these grants and that we do increase them in line, as I said, with inflation.
Yeah, is that the story here? So the department have been too slow, or the government have been too slow in recognising there's building inflation here and the costs are going up. The grants are capped at the same levels, and it's meaning there's much more money for people that have to put up themselves to try and qualify for the grants. The grants are outdated, in other words.
I think they are, Gerry. And I think, to be fair, the response from at the meeting was that the department are reviewing the grants with the council at the moment, and specifically on the heating elements of the grant. And I welcome that. But I think we have to realise, we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Everyone is suffering. I think another issue that came to me, and I was talking to an independent contractor there recently, and he told me that he's gone away from doing these grants because he was waiting too long for the payments to come through. If you're a bigger company, maybe you can afford to wait, the 3 or 4 months or whatever, or the case, in his case, he said 5 months to get paid at one stage. But for independent contractors, they can't afford to let out the jury. So I think the council did state that they are having trouble getting contractors, and I just highlighted that's probably one reason why.
Yeah, and do the council have their own workers able to do these grants, or is it by and large independent contractors you're looking for? And they're in short supply anyway at the moment, Tom.
They are, and look, in the main, it's your private contractor that you would get to do the job. The person who's requiring the work done in their home, it's up to them to go and to get these contractors to be private contractors. And as you said, they're very hard to get. And that's, you have a situation at Dingery where grants are probably not being drawn down, because people are struggling to get contractors as well as the problem is they're struggling to meet the shortfall, you know, between the allocation and the cost of the works. And as I said, these are hugely important grants. It gives people the opportunity to live in their homes that bit longer, you know, and to give them that bit of independence. So I think we should be focusing a lot more on these grants and ensuring that, you know, that we can maintain them and, as I said, increase them.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be a question, I suppose, of the affording of this. I mean, the Department of Housing was criticised, and maybe a general different budget, but criticised recently for €1 billion underspend. So the money here shouldn't be a problem, you would think.
The money is, Jerry, I don't think it is for something this important. I mean, when you look at this, we're considered one of the richest countries in Europe. You know, basically, I mean, we have a surplus of €5 billion, you know, from last year. So I feel the money is there for these important projects. These are vital, you know, particularly to our elderly. People living on their own, you know, people with disabilities, they rely totally on this. And I mean, I'll just give you one very quick example, if I may. And the most recent one that I dealt with was an elderly woman living on her own. And she had a range of thermal heating in the house, and she was struggling for a long, long time to keep it together, getting it patched up and to keep it going. But it finally packed up on her. And we applied for a grant for her. And she got a grant for, she was awarded a grant of $2,185, which she was delighted with. But then when the bill came in from the contractor, it was just under $4,000. So there was a shortfall of almost €1,800 that this woman, you know, just didn't have. And in many cases, people can go to the credit union, or they can go to family members or friends, maybe to help them out, but this woman couldn't. So, and like, that was one of the situations that I found myself, you know, helping her go and community welfare officer fill in the forms, and thankfully we got her over the line. But there are many, many people like this lady, you know. So these grants are vitally important to her, and the stress that she was under and the worry, you know, while this was going on, you know, you wouldn't wish it on anyone. So that's, I'm thinking of people like that lady, you know, when I'm calling for an increase in the caps in these grants.